Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Impose president's rule in West Bengal. That's what the report on Sandesh Kali recommended to the President of India. The NCSC, that is the National Commission of Scheduled Caste, made this report and submitted this report to the President of India. Let's talk about that. Let's get right to the show. The NCSC chairperson Arun Haldar, after meeting the president, says that we have recommended the president's rule be imposed in West Bengal over the situation where under Article 338 that aims to safeguard the right of scheduled caste. So the chairperson of National Commission of Scheduled Caste said that, listen, we are very unsafe about scheduled caste in Sandesh Kali. And we believe that we need president's rule to be imposed there. They also went on to say that, listen, you know what, the police didn't treat us well. The police actually didn't allow us to even probe. We were treated badly. All in all, they said, this is not fair. We have to implement president's rule. Now, the first question is, the police and the government has said that, listen, this is taking out of proportion. This is nothing of the sort has happened. There has been no witnesses. Nobody has come and complained to us. This is what the police says. The government says, that is Mamata Banerjee says, that listen, you know what, if something of this sort happens, we will take care of it. We'll ensure that the guilty doesn't go unpunished. In fact, the governor went on to say that what I saw was ghastly shocking. The governor says that, like I said, what I saw was ghastly shocking, shattering to my senses. I saw something which I could never, ever have seen. I heard many things which I should never have ever heard. If you have tears, this is the time to shed those tears. That how horrible human life is, where the law cannot take its course. When I listened to my mother and sister there, imagine a happy home, husband, wife, grown-up kids, including girl children. That is what Governor Mr. C.V. Anand Bose said on Monday. This is what the governor said. Even the Calcutta High Court has taken so moto cognizance of the Sandesh Kali case and overturned the prohibitory orders imposed by the state administration. The court has appointed an advocate as amicus curiae and issued notices to the state government, police and district administration. The court will hear the matter again on February 20th. The case involves allegation of sexual assault and forcible acquisition of tribal land. I am very disturbed with what is going on in Sandesh Kali. It is very unfortunate. Allegations have surfaced that women were sexually assaulted at gunpoints and tribal land were forcibly taken away. This is what Justice Aruba Sinha Ray said while talking about suo motu cognizance based on media report. Now, let me also take you through what women there said when they spoke to Indian Express. In fact, one of the women talking to Indian Express spoke, what do you call summoning us at 10 p.m. under the pretext of a meeting, touching us whenever they like and wherever they like, pulling our saris? I went through that so many times and I am not alone, the woman said. She was in her 20s. TMC supporters and members of self-help group that run under the panchayat were the people who were calling them and allegedly misbehaving with these women. That is what another woman alleged, that they used to call us for meetings, sometimes of the SHG and sometimes of the party. Our husbands were not called. When we went there, there was quick party meeting saying that we have to work for its victory. Some of us cooked, and a section of women, including me, were told to stay back. They would pull my sari and touch me inappropriately. I kept quiet because I knew that what would happen if I protested. She alleged her family's biga of land was also grabbed by TMC members and turned into fishery. That is what is, again, as Indian Express reported. Another woman said that you must understand how hard it is to speak up, even now. We did, because Sheikh Shahjahan is absconding and TMC leaders are in the back foot. One of the women told Indian Express that women here cannot live safely. We women fear going out. We want safety. Sandesh Kali residents Kanika Das told Aaj Tak Bangla. So these were some of the statements of the victim who alleged that TMC workers has sexually assaulted them. These are actual statements. The first thing is the fact that if something of this sort has happened, why is there no outcry from Trinamool Congress members? Derek O'Brien has been speaking about Manipur. Derek O'Brien is speaking about rapes. Derek O'Brien is speaking about, was speaking about wrestlers. So was Mohua Moitra. Why are they quiet now?
The issue is the people of this country want to have a, want to hear us on Manipur. Yes. We as an opposition, all of us, including our respected leader, sir, we want this discussion on Manipur. We are not here to show ego or arrogance. Sir, 1 minute. Sir,
please,
1 minute.
Listen to
him. Sir, 1 minute.
Listen to him.
Sir, I will appeal through you to the leader of the house. I will appeal through you to the leader of the house. Manipur, sir, needs care, needs healing, needs to listen to the voice of consolation.
Your point.
I will appeal to you, to the leader of the house. Let us find a solution. Let us find a solution, because this logjam is helping nobody. We will suggest through you, sir. Manipur has to be discussed for 6 hours, for 8 hours. Let us discuss it in a spirit of one nation. This is not one state, sir. We are very serious about this.
Honorable member, please
even
take us in.
Why are they not asking their own government to take cognizance, to take steps, to take stern steps, to figure out what exactly happened and let the picture be clear? If the governor is saying so, if the High Court has asked for a probe, if some commission like National Commission for Scheduled Caste has recommended that there has to be a president's rule because they were not allowed to probe, the police was not cooperating, why are these people not on the streets asking their own government to check on what is happening in the state? Isn't that imperative? Isn't that imperative? Isn't that unfair that it is your voice only happens when it is the neighboring states, and when it's your own state, you normally keep quiet. Now, the person concerned in all of this is a person called Shahjahan Sheikh. This Shahjahan Sheikh, let me tell you, is not a regular man. He is a strong man of TMC. He allegedly has attacked ED, Enforcement Directorate, when ED came to do its probe, ED came to investigate him. He allegedly, and his or his people allegedly attacked ED. So that's what's being said. That's my question number one. My question number two is, where were these high courts and the National Commission of Scheduled Caste and others when it came to Manipur? Why were these commissions not going to the president and saying, President, please put a president's rule in Manipur, because the girls are not safe there? There, again, we didn't hear those kind of voices. So, the question I'm asking both ends. Are our women safe? And are we doing enough? Is our political dispensation, is our politicians, our government, state government, commissions like National Commission for Scheduled Caste, National Commission for Women, are they doing enough to protect our women? Are we doing enough as a society to protect our women, or is this happening too often and too many times now? This is the question I wanted to ask you. Think about it. Ponder about this. Write down in your comments below and let me know what you think. Till I see you next time, Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.